I glanced down into the gaping roll of canvas and saw nothing but stubs and splinters sticking out of a noxious, uneasy paste. I got a whiff, and even through the steno mask it made me cough and back away. Not corruption, lie. When I looked back around at Joe, she was barely there. Joe, wait! Can't help. Can't stay. Words from another star system, barely glimpsed on a fading mouth. Now she was little more than eyes floating in the dark afternoon, eyes which seemed made of the lake behind them. Hurry. She was gone. I slipped and stumbled to the place where she'd been, my feet crunching over dead birch leaves, and grabbed at nothing. What a fool I must have looked, soaked to the skin, wearing a steno mask askew over the lower half of my face, trying to embrace the wet gray air. I got the faintest whiff of red perfume, and then only damp earth, lake water, and the vile stink of lye running under everything. At least the smell of putrefaction was gone. That had been no more real than... Than what? Than what? Either it was all real, or none of it was real. If none of it was real, I was out of my mind and ready for the blue wing at Juniper Hill. I looked over toward the gray rock and saw the bag of bones I had pulled out of the wet ground like a festering tooth. Lazy tendrils of smoke were still rising from its ripped length. That much was real. So was the green lady, who is now a soot-colored black lady, as dead as the dead branch behind her, the one that seemed to point like an arm. Can't help. Can't stay. Hurry. Couldn't help with what? What more help did I need? It was done, wasn't it? Sarah was gone. Spirit follows bone. Good night, sweet ladies. God grant she lie still. And still a kind of stinking terror, not so different from the smell of putrescence which had come out of the ground, seemed to sweat out of the air. Kyra's name began to beat in my head. Kai Kai, Kai Kai, Kai Kai, like the call of some exotic tropical bird. I started up the railroad tie steps to the house, and although I was exhausted, by the time I was halfway up, I had begun to run. I climbed the stairs to the deck and went in that way. The house looked the same, save for the broken tree poking in through the kitchen window. Sarah laughs had stood up to the storm very well. But something was wrong. There was something I could almost smell. And perhaps I did smell it, bitter and low. Lunacy may have its own wild vetch aroma. It's not the kind of thing I would ever care to research. In the front hall I stopped, looking down at a heap of paperback books, Elmore Leonard's and Ed McBain's, lying on the floor, as if they had been raked off the shelf by a passing hand, a flailing hand, maybe. I could also see my tracks there, both coming and going. They had already begun to dry. They should have been the only ones. I had been carrying Kai when we came in. They should have been, but they weren't. The others were smaller, but not so small that I mistook them for a child's. I ran down the hall to the north bedroom, crying her name, and I might as well have been crying Maddie or Joe or Sarah. Coming out of my mouth, Kyra's name sounded like the name of a corpse. The duvet had been thrown back onto the floor. Except for the black stuffed dog lying where it had in my dream, the bed was empty, and Kai was gone.